Okay, y'all, I know you've seen this video, which is easily one of the best videos of the year. Shout out to Anthony and my Rotties. Wonderful, amazing, beautiful, gorgeous, big ass dick. Okay, so I don't even know if I said his last name right because I haven't listened to video commentary on this. I've only read about it and watched the video. Y'all know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about the French pole vaulter, Anthony Emirati, who yesterday got disqualified from the competition. Why? Because his dick is too damn big and he didn't have it tucked in with a jock strap. Thank God we wouldn't have had this beautiful video of this thick ass bouncing dick. All right. So the video is viral because as he was trying to clear the pole to qualify to compete, his huge penis got in the way, figuratively and literally smacking the crossbar, which pulled that shit down to the ground. He ended up in 15th place out of how many people? Because how are you in 15th place when your dick makes the freaking bar go down? So then he was disqualified. So let's see here. I'm gonna read some comments. When you're about to win an Olympic medal, but your massive dick gets in the way while the whole world watches in slow motion. Another person said that he was vaulting with the wrong pole. A few more comments before I get into what, like, the French Athletics Federation said. So a few more comments. And just like that, he became the most popular man in the Olympic Village. Got some girth on him, my lord. That was a man who says that comment. Another comment. He is one in something else. What I would give to have that problem. Maybe he should have used his pole to vault. So the French Athletic Federation said it's a big disappointment. The conditions were good. It's the first time, or he said, sorry. It's a big disappointment. Anthony said, it's a big disappointment. The conditions were good. It's the first time I've started a competition without any stress, as I was a total outsider. I only had one goal, to play with the audience. I was almost there. And so then a joint post between Anthony and the French Sports Academy, Envol, posted on Instagram, "We are proud of you, Anthony. Despite the last two physically disrupted weeks, you managed to be present. Even if we are frustrated like you for this bar, we wish you an unforgettable Olympic experience." Well, I think the man is having an unforgettable Olympic experience because I imagine that someone might be writing him right now. Like, and I don't know what he's into. I don't know if he's single. I don't know what his story is. But I need more. I need more from him. So I did follow Anthony on Instagram, and I followed him because I want him to go into porn. I want him to have his nudes somewhere available for us to see. The man was flaccid and enormous for being flaccid. Like, Anthony's soft penis is bigger than, I'd say, 40% of men who are hard, sadly. I don't really mess with those men, but I'm just saying. So what the hell does his erect dick look like? I would love to know. As you can tell by what I titled this episode, please I need some nudes. I know nothing about this man. I don't know if he's straight. I don't know if he's gay. I don't know if he's bi. I need the details. And I'm guessing TikTok sleuths will get all up into it. I haven't been on TikTok. I don't have the time for TikTok, but I want to know more. And considering that this went down yesterday, I do think that we will learn more about this man. For right now, I'm just like looking at the best flights to get to France. You know, because it's not like other people don't want to fuck this man. Can you imagine what his DMs look like? Can you imagine how his DMs are on fire? I don't know. This is easily one of my favorite. Like I said, it's one of the best videos of the year. It's easily one of my favorite stories to come out of the Olympic Games. Oh, I'm having fun. I hope y'all are enjoying it too. I hope you're watching it. I hope you're rooting for whatever countries you want to support. For me, it's Team USA and other teams that I don't need to mention on the pod. But woo chow. I am ready. This was a tease. It's a tease to see what his dick looks like when it's soft. I need to see more. So hopefully he will gift us with some nudes. Hopefully. All right, y'all. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.